am so excited about this. Joining us right now is a mother-daughter duo. They are a pair of the stars on a show called Smothered. And it's on TLC. And basically, Smothered follows the life of six attached at the hip and over-the-top mother-daughter pairs. They have undeniable bonds. But to me, my favorite, it's Kathy Crispino and her daughter, Christina Bertoli. And they're actually local. They're from the Chicago area. They live in Norridge. Like, I think on the same street, five houses down from one another. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Christina. How are you?
How are you? Thank you for having us.
I am obsessed with both of you. I'm going to start with you, Kathy. Okay.
Okay.
How would you describe yourself?
How would I? Oh, well, you know what? I would say that I'm a little wild for my age. I'm 61, and I feel like I'm 30, so I try to act like I'm 30, and people seem to notice that. You know, they make fun of me all the time that I should act my age, but I don't feel my age, so I don't act my age. So I would say I'm kind of loud, I'm kind of wild, and I just want to have fun.
And Christina, would you agree with your mom's description of herself?
Yeah, 100%. She nailed herself right on the head, and she's a lot of fun. So that's why she's one of, you know, of course, my best friend, because she's the number one person to go out with. We have, you know, a great time together.
Well, you know, a lot of daughters end up saying, well, oh my gosh, I'm turning into my mother. But you are proud of the fact that you're a lot like your mom.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because you grow up your whole life saying, I'm never going to be like my mom. I'm never... And now I'm like, oh, my God, I'm my mom. I say the things she says. I do the same things with my kids that she did with me. And you know what? There's nothing to be ashamed about. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It means your mom did something right. Right?
Thank you.
And Kathy, has your bond always been this strong with Christina? You have other children, too, but I think there's something special between the two of you.
Well, there is. You know, she was my first daughter. I have a son, and, you know, I do have that mother-son, that Italian mother-son thing going on, which is over the top. You know, he's like my prince.
He's your daughter. He's the crown prince.
No matter how old he gets, he's my baby. But with her, I don't know. She just, you know, she always, from the time she was very little, just always wanted to be around me and my friends. Constantly, if people were over, she'd never be playing with the kids. She'd be sitting at the table listening to the, you know, sitting next to me listening to the adults talk. She just always wanted to be a part of it. And from the time I'm telling you, she was 3 years old, and that's how she was.
And Christina, for you, I mean, so you guys were always tight. You didn't have those teenage years or preteen years where you're just like, Mom, like, I don't want to spend.
You know what? No. I mean, in reality, I did. I had 1 year, and it was maybe a year. I'd say about 6 months. I started dating a guy my mom and father both did not like. Mm. And my mom is an over-the-top Italian, like, you know, crazy, going to stalk me and hunt me down. And she sure did that. You know, she had hired a private investigator to follow me because I was lying. I was trying to sneak around. Yeah. And see this guy. And she caught me. So we had, I would say about, you know, 6 months maybe, I went and I dated this guy, and it didn't go over well with my family. And we had a little rough patch. After that rough patch, then things got good again. So, you know, I guess everybody's
got
to go through that.
I got rid of them
at some point.
Well, Kathy and Christina, I consider you two the stars of this show. It's Smothered.
Oh, I would hardly say that, but
no,
thank you.
For me, I watch for you two. And then when I discovered that you were local, then I just fell madly in love with the both of you. And
oh, my God, that's so nice.
No, seriously, because it's so genuine. And it's, you know, I know you're described as over the top, and some of the mother-daughter relationships on the show are. And by the way, Smothered is on TLC. But you two are just so fun to watch. It feels outrageous fun, not outrageous weird.
Yeah,
well, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people who may think that's crazy, but that's one thing we didn't understand when this show first came out. You know, we had done some filming, which was obviously very new to us. We didn't know what was going on. And then the show aired, and then you get all the social media responses and the news and everything goes out there. And people are like, they're crazy. And I'm thinking, this is just mom and daughter enjoying each other. You know, we're not showering together. We're not doing some of those odd things that I think are odd, but, you know, it's just a normal, close relationship. It's like being with your best friend.
Well, Kathy, I know you can't tell me this live on air, but I know that you two have to be judging some of those other mother-daughter duos on the show.
Well, maybe just a little, because we don't get that side of it, but, you know, whatever floats your boat, I guess, you know.
So,
you know, who am I to judge? People say we're crazy. I'm not here to judge anybody, but I do think some of it's over the top. But like I said, people think we're over the top, and we think we're completely normal. So I don't know.
So how much of the day, Kathy, do you guys spend together, honestly? Because I know that when you're not physically together, you're usually on the phone as well, right?
Right. Well, let's say today I got to her house at like 10:30. We hung around at her house, then we went out for lunch, then we came back. Now I'm back at her house. She's going to go to bocce. I'm probably going to go watch her play. It just, it goes on all day. And tomorrow we're already talking about, what are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, it's all day, every day, literally.
And I know I got to let you go soon, Christina, because I think you probably do have to go play bocce, right? Is that what?
Yes, it's very important to me. I'm sorry, you know, being Italian, it's a big Italian sport, and I play
on Friday night more than anything.
Well, you two are celebrities now. Like, I mean, people, and I mean, everyone is just obsessed with the fact that you have this incredible relationship. But it drives, I feel like, two people the craziest, and that would be Carlo, Christina's husband, and then Carly, which is your younger sister. And so who out of those two do you guys drive nuts the most?
Oh, that's a hard one, because they're both about the same. The two of them just twirl their eyes at us.
What would you say? I mean, I think I would say Carlo maybe the most, because I feel like my sister, you know, she's grown up in it, so she knows it, and she just like, you know, she'll roll her eyes at us. You know, it's
and
not
believe
even
me, if she's not working, she's with us all day. Like today, she was with us all day. Same thing. So, you know,
so she gets annoyed with us, but she still hangs with us. But when it comes to my husband, he's the one where, you know, of course we're gonna argue. We're gonna go back and forth. So I would say it frustrates him probably the most.
Well, I know that this
I argue with him like he's my husband, and he's not.
You do.
I argue with everybody.
It's real, and it's always full of love. And here's my last question. So is the renovation done on the house? Because that's sort of what's going on right now. Christina's renovating her house and has moved in with Mom Kathy.
Oh boy.
Well, everyone who's watching this season's got a big surprise coming.
Oh my goodness.
I had kind of a big life-changing moment that happened that was unexpected.
Oh no.
And when it happened, it kind of flips things around a little bit, should I say. So you will have to stay tuned, because the ending will I'm sure shock many viewers.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that it's a positive one and not a negative one, or ends up in a good way.
Well, we'll see.
And then finally, do we get to meet Carly's boyfriend, which is your younger sister?
Well, that's all tied up to things that are going on. Yeah. You know, I swear to God, it's like, you know, they put you on a reality show, but our life is every day has something big happen or change. So you will you'll get to see all that
love
throughout
it.
The end of the season. Yeah.
This is not your average things fall into place family. Things never fall into place the way they're supposed to with us.
And Kathy,
so we just keep plugging along.
And I'm sure you wouldn't have it any other way, right?
No, I wouldn't, I guess. You know, what's a few more wrinkles?
And I love the fact that this is, you know, the nice thing is now you have this footage for all of posterity's sake, all the generations that come after, because this is preserved forever.
I'm sure they're just going to love it. They'll be so proud one day.
Well, thank you so much. You know what? I think they just need to focus on you two more throughout the show. I prefer that.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. Thank you. I have to say, you know, we get a lot of that now from all over the world since the show went international. So I thank you to who's ever listening, who always is like vouching for us and saying that they wish, you know, we had our own spinoff, you know, you know, if it could happen, it would be awesome. But everybody's really been great and supportive. So thank you to, you know, to everyone for that.
Well, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christina. Christina, good
thank
luck.
You
hope you win the bocce game, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. You know what? I'll be the first one to start that petition, though, for them to have their own spinoff show, because they are genuinely just start watching them and then you can't stop. And yeah, I know that Kathy mentioned sort of the other, the showering together and that sort of thing. And that's what I'm talking about. The other mother-daughter duos are strange. I mean, like kind of outrageous, weird, but Kathy and Christina aren't. They're just like this over the top, really fun. You wish that like they were, if not your family, you wish that they were at least your neighbors. So that way you could hang out with them all the time.